Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I didn't know I was stepping into something yesterday when I brought up the fact that I was trying to be nice to Richard Jefferson.
Oh, God, yeah.
I did not know. Like, I listened to it. I don't get perturbed by it. You know, it's a national broadcast. It's not Breen, it's not Clyde, it's not Wally, it's not the guys that know the team. And I kind of understand that, and I try not to get upset by anything that they say, because it really doesn't matter what they say. You know, that they're calling a game how they see it. Now, I know you told me yesterday he may hate the Knicks, and maybe he does.
Oh, he does.
All right, okay. All right.
So 100% does.
You have basically now said that it's a done deal. He hates the Knicks.
I think 100% that he, I mean, hate is a strong word, but he dislikes the Knicks. And here's the difference, because I know exactly what you're saying, and I have talked fans off of this for years when they think that someone like Joe Buck hates their team or Troy Aikman is only rooting for the Cowboys. And I say that they're wrong. That's not what it is. You're just used to maybe your own broadcasters, and then when you get a national broadcast, you're upset about it because they're not pumping your team up like if it's baseball, like Gary Cohen or Howie Rosewood. So I've always taken your side of that with the Richard Jefferson thing in other instances. However, Richard Jefferson takes it to a whole nother level.
All right, so I don't necessarily hear it the same way some other people hear it, but what's amazing to me is that he is in an ex-beef with the great Ben Stiller, of all people.
That's right, back and forth.
I love Ben Stiller. I mean, Ben Stiller's going back and forth, and I guess, look, we all know that Embiid gets foul calls. We all know that Embiid whines to the officials constantly during the game. We also know that he has turned into a dirty player, especially in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it is intense, and there is no question about that. That's one of the reasons why I love the fact that guys like Ananobi and Achiuwa and Hart and Brunson are not afraid to go down in there and go run into him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of enjoy all of this, but I had no idea that there was this much disdain for Richard Jefferson. I tried to take his side yesterday, and man, you would have thought that I was defending Adolf Hitler or something, for God's sake.
I mean, the Knicks fan is upset, man.
Oh,
they are pissed, and which I love the passion about it. But I mean, I felt the same way. And also Richard Jefferson being the net that he was, and you just know that he probably had that inferiority complex all those years when they were having success and nobody cared about the Nets, even when they were winning. Right. I mean, he just has this thing against the Knicks, which is fine, but you got to drop that crap when you're calling the game.
Here's the thing. That would be like Pittsburgh Steelers fans being mad at me because I was a Bengal. Maybe Patriot fans mad at me because I was a Jet. Maybe the Cleveland Browns fans mad at me when I would say,
The game professionally. That's the difference. It's like you would be objective calling the games, and people would probably just assume you were against their team when you weren't. And if you play some of the clips back, say, listen, I'm just being objective. I'm criticizing this side. I'm criticizing that side. Richard Jefferson just makes it clear.
I mean, I must not be listening.
I mean, you feel like he wants the Sixers to win.
I really must not be listening close enough.
Well, yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Because we don't get him a lot. I mean, you know, I don't know.
He sounds annoyed that the Knicks are good. He just sounds,
I mean, obviously Ben Stiller thinks so.
But yeah, I mean, most Knicks fans think so. And I'm telling you, it's not one of these things where the Knicks fan is being overly sensitive. I mean, it is clear.
Okay, all right.
Drop his hatred of the Knicks and call the game objectively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.